It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Taiwan. President Biden said on 60 Minutes Sunday night that the United States would use American troops to defend Taiwan if China decides to invade, while insisting at the same time that our one China policy is not changed and we are not encouraging Taiwan to declare independence. Seems like a mixed message. This interview aired Sunday evening. Biden asked if the U.S. would defend an island. Biden replied yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack. Now, CBS then cut away to clarify the controversial statement, going to a White House official who explained to CBS, apparently before the interview was aired, that the U.S. policy has not changed and that officially the U.S. will not confirm nor deny whether American forces would defend Taiwan. Biden said yes, yes, we would, and then after the program, the White House had to walk back the statement again. Now, under the One China policy, the United States acknowledges China's position that Taiwan is part of China, but doesn't recognize Beijing's claim to the island, which has 23 million people. It's sort of a strategic ambiguity policy, and I'm sure there are progressives who would argue that Biden's statement and the White House policy of walking it back is some sort of four-dimensional chess designed to keep President Xi and the Chinese Communist Party off balance. But the truth is, the White House has had to regularly walk back statements from President Biden over the last 2 years. It doesn't convey strength. It conveys confusion. Topic number 4. The pandemic is over, says President Biden in that same interview, declaring that COVID-19 is done. However, the U.S. government still designates COVID-19 as a public health emergency, and the World Health Organization says it remains a public health emergency of international concern. But the president's comments follow at least other hopeful comments from other global health leaders. Now, will the federal government offer any help to those hundreds of teachers in the New York City school district just fired by Mayor Eric Adams there for not getting vaccinated if the pandemic is over? And increasingly, vaccine mandates are being overturned by the courts. Is that going to help career teachers who've given their careers, years of their lives to serving the children of New York City, only to be fired because they refused to take part in a large trial of an experimental gene serum? Topic number 3, good news for you, not so much for Amazon. Amazon, the end of the pandemic, that is. Amazon is scaling back its warehouse footprint across the country, and this is really an indicator of where the economy is headed, I think. Amazon had aggressively added more buildings to its portfolio, to the network, in order to meet demand for e-commerce during the COVID pandemic. I mean, everybody was stuck at home. You had to go online to get essentials instead of running to the local big box store or the local dollar store, even though many of those were still open. Here in rural America, many of us just choose to use Amazon because it's frankly easier to have stuff brought to us than it is to drive an hour just to get to a store and get home again. Anyway, Amazon has closed or canceled 44 facilities and delayed opening 25 others as of last week. This is according to a supply chain and logistics consulting firm. After expanding rapidly during COVID-19, Amazon has closed more than 20 logistics centers while canceling or delaying plans for 50 more. They were projecting ahead that things would continue as they did during 2020 and 2021. Now that things have opened up again and people are getting out of the house to shop in person, the demand is just not there anymore. The company had doubled from 272 million square feet at the end of 2019 to more than 525 million square feet of space by the end of 2021. But this year, e-commerce activity is kind of leveling off, and inflation is taking a bite out of our budgets as well. We're not buying as much because, frankly, we can't. Amazon also relies on legions of contracted drivers to deliver packages to purchasers, to customers. We get deliveries from a labeled Amazon truck, sometimes on Sundays even. And this now means that the contract drivers work for 3,500 companies, 275,000 drivers around the world. It's not clear how those employees will be affected by Amazon scaling down its operations. Topic number 2, Ach du Lieber. That's probably a little snarkier than it should be. It shouldn't be funny. We look at what's happening in Europe and the cost of energy and the way it is skyrocketing across the EU and the UK. Sometimes it takes individual examples to really make it resonate and come home. Statistics are one thing, but when you see how it's affecting individual companies, individual consumers, sometimes it makes the point better. A German bakery was hit with a 330,000 euro. That's right now, since they're at par, that's $330,000 US. A 330,000 euro gas bill after a new energy company suddenly terminated its contract with the bakery, which had guaranteed pricing until the end of 2023. This story reported in Bild, which is a German newspaper. The owner of the bakery, Eckhard Vader, said, "Are they crazy?" Says he's got 14 days to pay the bill. Quote, "A year ago, we paid 5,856 euro per month in gas costs for our large furnaces and heating. So this 330,000 euro bill is for the last 4 months. Normally, they would pay about 23,000 euro. And suddenly they're hit with a bill for 330,000 euro. Vader says the new energy company has no explanation for why the cost has spiked by 1,200%. Now, if you think the bakery is going to absorb that cost, well, that's just not possible. I mean, just imagine this. It's a bakery that apparently is described as a craft business under commercial law. They don't turn out vast amounts of bread for retail outlets. It's a craft bakery. So say a $5 loaf of bread suddenly overnight is 60 bucks. That's essentially what's happening here. And so because he's considered a craft business, he is not eligible for any financial support from the German government. This after Vader says he's paid 19.9 million euro in taxes in recent years. Oh, sorry, you're a craft business. No help for you. German government just passed a bill where it will be sending out money to some businesses and many individuals to help with these skyrocketing energy bills. But craft businesses like Vader's Bakery? This is what's happening in Europe. In Italy, at risk of losing up to 582,000 jobs, more than half a million jobs due to the energy crisis. This reported by national media in Italy on Sunday. According to a new study, if gas prices stay at their current level, we're talking natural gas now, not gasoline, natural gas prices, about 235 euros per megawatt hour, Italy's economy will shrink 2.2% next year. The country lose up to 383,000 jobs. But if, as expected, the price jumps to 298 euros per megawatt hour, Italy would suffer a 3.2% drop in GDP, lose more than half a million jobs. And if Russia shuts down gas supplies from October altogether, which is not out of the question, Italy could be about 8% short of the gas it needs to heat homes and businesses through this coming winter. Italy relies on imports for about 75% of its energy consumption. At the start of this year, 40% of the natural gas it burned was coming from Russia. If the neocons in Washington, D.C. calling the shots in Ukraine don't let the European Union surrender to Russia soon, this could be a very cold and ugly winter in Europe. The way prices are skyrocketing in Germany right now, it's like we've turned the calendar back to 1922 in the days of the Weimar Republic. Coming up, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. The New York State edition, next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages. But now, the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. understand the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. A guy with an axe walks into a McDonald's. It's not a joke. We talked about this yesterday. A gentleman who went into a McDonald's in Manhattan early Friday morning, actually Friday night into Saturday morning, and threatened customers with an axe, apparently upset that a woman in the restaurant had rejected his advances and customers laughed at him. He'd been drinking. Anyway, the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, has questioned why Manhattan's district attorney released the man without bail after terrorizing people with an axe, smashing up the restaurant, including a plate glass window. 31-year-old Michael Palacios, a bike messenger by trade, lunged wildly at crowds inside the restaurant, 2:30 a.m. It was early Friday morning. He admitted he'd been drinking, but on Monday, Kathy Hochul questioned why Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg didn't order that he be held pending trial. See, Palacios was released on Friday afternoon. He was arraigned on charges of criminal mischief and criminal possession of a weapon, but under New York's new progressive bail reform laws, neither of those charges was eligible for bail. Cash bail has been eliminated for many crimes in New York State, similar to what Illinois will be experiencing here come January 1st. Now, this has led to a split between two of the most powerful, Democrats in the state of New York. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says his city is being overrun by career criminals who are reoffending in record numbers because the bail reform laws let them back out on the streets. Governor Kathy Hochul and legislative leaders say few defendants are freed pending trial, and those who do generally don't reoffend. They're using two separate data sets here. I dare say Mayor Adams is closer to the problem. Anyway, why did Hochul? Because she supported the bail reform law, by the way. Why did Governor Hochul suddenly turn on Manhattan's district attorney? I think it's because she's facing a Republican challenger in the upcoming election, Congressman Lee Zeldin, who you might remember was attacked at a campaign rally in July by a man with a knife who tried to stab him. And the guy with the knife was immediately released because under New York's bail reform law, a suspect charged with second degree assault is not eligible for bail. You can't hold him. You got to let him go. Well, he's behind bars now, but that's only because they decided to charge him with a federal count of assaulting a member of Congress with a deadly weapon. So Zeldin can play that card in the upcoming election. Look, they tried to stab me and they let the guy out. I mean, is this the kind of government you want in New York State? So suddenly, Governor Hochul is trying to reinvent herself as the law and order candidate. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And this is how George Soros' money is remaking the United States, by investing in progressive district attorneys. Well, during the month of September, our thank you for your support of any amount at Skywatch TV, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a very relevant book. As you've probably noticed over these last few years, America is more divided than it's been in at least a generation, maybe two, and maybe at any time since 1860, quite frankly. The book, When Once We Were a Nation, it's an anthology, a collection of essays by a number of us around Skywatch TV, Defender Publishing authors, Tom Horn, yours truly, and many others contributed to this book. What has happened to make our once strong and proud nation so bitterly divided? For your gift of any amount during September, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a copy of When Once We Were a Nation. It's our way of saying thank you. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com. It's where you find cutting-edge documentaries. You get instant access on documentaries on topics like The Prophetic Destiny of America, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping documentary, the award-winning film by Josh Peck on child trafficking for occult ritual purposes, and more. Again, these films are available for instant access in full HD for as little as just $3. Find out more online at skywatchfilms.com. Our next tour of Israel set for this coming March, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell of the Simply His program, we will be there with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, and we would love for you to join us. We've got some exciting new information to share, which we do as we go through the tour. It's like a rolling conference through Israel, except that we can actually point and say, see that right over there? That's what Jesus was talking about when he said... Find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn joins us. This is a powerful program. He's got a brand new book that we highly recommend called The Return of the Gods. He is building on the research by the likes of Dr. Michael Heiser and others, and talking about how the old gods of the Bible, like Baal, Astarte, Molech, have never gone away. And they are influencing America today. Don't miss the program. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel or app for Roku and Apple TV. We've got instructions on how to do that at the website. You can also download our free mobile app, which gets you all of our video content, the weekly broadcast show, Simply His, these daily news updates, plus important news updated 3 times a week. And a calendar of our upcoming events. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free. It's made by a Christian company. It bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, which they love to go trolling through our archives looking for reasons to pull us offline. So get our mobile app and avoid that problem. You can also use your app to send with Apple AirPlay or Chromecast to your big screen without any wires. So you don't have to watch on the little teeny screen when you got the mobile app. We've got links to the app stores for the app that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.